The Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week from the Division II state champion Tecumseh Indians. We have Allie Zajac. And Allie, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's it's got to be a great feeling waking up in the morning and knowing that you're the Division II state champion. And, you know, tell us how you're feeling about that. Has it really sunk in yet?
For sure. I'm just so proud of my team and everyone that worked so hard to get this accomplishment because, I mean, we've been working for this all year. So it's good to know that all of our hard work has finally paid off.
Well, you finished the season with only one blemish on your record, and that was a loss to Rockford. And going back to that game, the first part of the season, do you think if you played them again, you could beat them?
I think we could. I think it would still be a really tough game, but, I mean, it's a different point in the season, so I feel like we would definitely have a chance. It'd be a great game.
Well, let's talk about your run, of course, a district champions, and of course you were SEC champions. Tell us about the run you made, starting with the district all the way up to the finals.
I mean, it was really just our team. We went into practice every single day, followed whatever our coaches were saying, and we just really grinded it out because we all had the same mentality that we wanted to win a state championship. So I feel like it was kind of just a given if everyone was on the same page that we were going to be able to achieve our goals.
Well, Allie, it's Coach Comstock, so good morning.
I
hope you're rested up, and I got to congratulate you not only on just a sensational career, but I think you really demonstrated some leadership. And I've told people this, and our last practice showed a little bit about the character of our team. We had girls diving on the floor, and I mean, it would have been very easy to just say, hey, we've made it to the Final Four. We don't need to prep like anybody else. But it showed the real character of our team that mm-hmm. There was still work to get done.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, you've had a tremendous career, and, of course, you're going to be off to Eastern Michigan next year to continue your career. But as you look back on your career, what were some, obviously the state championship, but tell us a couple other things that you're proud of.
I mean, I'm really just proud of my team and everything that we've been able to accomplish together. I mean, I've won, three district championships, and just everything that we've done to build this team and this program up since my freshman year, I'm just really proud of the way that we've came.
Well, as you know, I coached on the defensive side, and I really saw some tremendous development from you defensively, and I kind of challenged you back early in the season to try and step mm-hmm. up and do that, and you did, and I was so impressed with your improvement on the defensive end. Of course, next year you're going to be asked to do a lot of that.
Yeah, I am.
Well, it had to be special. I mean, with the whole family, obviously with your sister Addie and mom and dad and your other sister there. Just tell us about the family connection. Of course, Ryder helps us during Christmas break, and he's there quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's really special. I'm just glad that I get to experience it with my family. Like even my cousin Cole, who is also one
right.
of our coaches.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just glad that I have a family that's so invested in our basketball career that they're willing to help us get better every day.
Well, where do you think it changed? Of course, last year, you know, we lost, and I say we, I wasn't with you last year, but you lost to Gabriel Richard in the quarterfinals. Where do you think that the mentality changed that this year was going to be the year to do it? Do you think there was a moment where, like, did the loss against Gabriel Richard last year, did everybody say that's not going to be the roadblock next year?
Yeah, we did all say that. And we all kind of came together and we knew that it was our defense that we struggled with. And so I feel like when you coach Comstock came, that kind of flipped the switch, and we knew that we were going to get there.
Well, I think that I've talked to a number of people. And looking back, I thought our run the last 3 weeks we played some really good teams, but we didn't play anybody that was any better than Gabriel Richard. I think a lot of people, you know, because we were both ranked 1 and 2, a lot of people just would say that was for the state championship. But as I look back, I don't think anybody would have stopped Gabriel Richard, even as good a teams as there was. I think they were as good as anybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like that game against Gabriel Richard was definitely our state championship game.
Well, that one had to be special because it was at home, and we didn't get off to a great start. But, boy, the second half, we locked them up defensively. And once the crowd got in the game, that had to energize everybody, didn't it?
Yeah, it was super fun. And, I mean, you don't really get to play in an atmosphere like that all the time. So it was really special.
Let's take a look back here. I know one of your teammates made a comment after the championship game that you girls have been working on this since sixth grade. You always had that feeling that you wanted to make it to the Breslin Center. Tell us about the coaches along the way from sixth grade all the way up through your senior year.
I mean, for me, it started in fifth grade. Coach Bartels told me, and when I was in fifth grade, that we were going to win a state championship together my senior year. And, I mean, I'm glad that I got to do that for him. But there's been so many coaches along the way, like my AAU coaches. I know Ashlyn and I both play on the state AAU team. And so all those coaches really helped us a lot. They were at all of our games this week. The middle school, we had Coach Dunn. He's a coach on the boys' side now. And then we had my mom, Coach Bartels, obviously Coach Comstock, and my dad, everyone that's been here to help, has played a big role.
Well, Allie, tell us a little bit. So I know we've got a short number on the team, but tell us about your teammates. I know you want to mention them.
Yeah, I mean, none of this would have been possible without everyone working together. So, I mean, Ashlyn played a huge role. She really knows when to step it up. She hit those big threes, like, as soon as I got in foul trouble, like, her and Michaela and Addie really all took over, and that's just really special of them to be able to do that. And Chloe really locks up on the defensive side. We always kind of depend on her for defense, and obviously Maddie. Lauren, when she comes in, she's kind of like our X factor, I think we were talking about earlier, and she just is really special off the bench and brings a lot of energy.
Have you, speaking of Maddie, have you got any update on her knee at all?
I've been down here in Florida with her, but she just got her MRI scheduled for, I think, Tuesday, but we don't know anything for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we are about out of time here on Inside the Cave, and Allie, we want to congratulate you again on being named our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, and we want to wish you the best of. Are you going to be doing or playing any other sports the rest of the season?
No, I'm not.
Going to save it up for Eastern Michigan.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, congratulations to you in your future. I'm sure it's going to be a bright one.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Congratulations again to Allie Zajac for being our LISD Athlete of the Week. Your hard work and dedication inspire all of us. The LISD, high-quality education for students in Lenawee County.